Yo, welcome back to Technically Sports. I am your host, Prince Hakeem, a.k.a. Obi-Tha Kenobi, a.k.a. Derek Cheater, a.k.a. Fruit Snacks Biombo, a.k.a. The Juice is Pressed, but your boy never is, a.k.a. Pizza Rakeem, a.k.a. Williamsburg Hakeem. Catch me at Brooklyn Mirage, August 18th, one day only. I'm from out of town.
Ooh. Are you though?
A.k.a. I'm a thot.
Get me lit. Get me lit.
I dare you.
I fucking dare you.
A.K.A. Jam Master Jameson. The Whiskey Whisperer.
All right, what are we doing? Okay. What are we doing?
And who am I here with today?
Man, that's crazy. Obviously, it's your boy Mark. A.K.A. Home Run Derby Champ.
Ooh.
A.K.A. Big Mark Guerrero Jr. A.K.A. Young Sport Mode. A.K.A. I'm a Clippers fan. A.K.A. Buffalo Braves. A.K.A. What it do, baby?
Talk about it.
It's your boy F.A.
Okay.
A.K.A. Podcast Poppy.
Come on.
A.K.A. F.A. Bus.
Big tampering.
Hey, if you ain't tampering, you ain't trying.
Actually.
A.K.A. Skyhook Boo Boo.
Off the glass.
A.K.A. Scotty Too Thotty.
Off the top rope.
A.K.A. The Bumble Bandit.
Crap down the block. Hey.
Swipe to right.
Hey.
A.K.A.
Big Bubble sponsorship coming soon.
Come on.
Big facts.
They sponsor the Clippers. I'm a Clippers fan. Fuck with me.
A.K.A. How F.A. got his groove back.
He didn't even have to go to Jamaica.
A.K.A. Ghost F.A.
Ghost F.A.
What
we doing here? What we doing here?
A.K.A.
Now you see him. Now you don't.
A.K.A. Poppy from Poppy's Pickups.
Poppy?
The one and only.
Listen. I have a question. Poppy.
Yes.
Poppy. PBR League. 12 team.
No.
What? So
we're not
from my flex position.
We're not doing PPR.
What are we doing?
Wait, have we always done PPR?
Yes.
Okay, I was confused for a second.
Nigga, yes.
I've just been churning. My wheels have been off a few days. I was confused. I was like, wait a minute. I thought we were doing PPR, but
I'm not playing it if we're not doing PPR.
Nigga, you're the commissioner.
That's boring.
Oh yeah, I like PPR.
Yeah, I want these points.
I want the points.
I want these points.
I don't give a fuck about yards.
Should we adjust any other points?
I want team points.
Like what?
We'll look at that, you know.
You can always look. There's always time.
We'll have our owners' meetings. Yeah. And we'll look at all the... We'll look at everything.
We'll have the competition committee.
Yes.
Look into it.
Yes, that's absolutely. Inspiring.
Yes.
Take our feedback.
Just make sure all of you motherfuckers, get your money in, because I would hate for you to
not... August 1st.
Or that weekend. I meant to say August 4th, because that's a Sunday. But sure, yeah, I know what I meant.
Hey, listen.
8-1.
You get paid that Friday.
Yeah.
Or the Friday before.
So, listen, if you don't come with your bread and somebody else does, hey.
Hey, it's unfortunate.
Hey, it's big unfortunate.
It's going to be at the Casa de la Big Mark. We're going to have a good time. We're going to draft and, yeah.
Hate to see it.
You hate to see it.
You hate to see it.
But if you want to be a part of the realest fantasy football league there is.
Realest.
Mob Water League.
There's real stakes.
Hosted by Tech Sports.
Like real stakes.
Sponsored by Jameson.
Oh boy.
Sponsored by whoever throws his bag.
Actually. I don't gotta be a bag. It'd be like it'd be a chip bag.
I mean, you know what? Yeah, I don't gotta drink it. They can sponsor it. Hey, Tito's. You want to sponsor? Do you want to sponsor? Do you want this money or not, Mark? Do you? Time to be broke. Time to be poor. All right.
You know who's not poor?
Kawhi.
Yeah.
I mean, man.
Who knew he talked?
Man, I think he's not poor.
He doesn't talk.
Yeah, apparently he did. He set it everything up.
You think he talked to Paul George?
That's what he said.
No, he was like, me, L.A. You, L.A. No, LeBron.
He called him and said, we are Groot.
We are Groot!
Nah, but they said he was having meetings with the Lakers and simultaneously like setting up meetings with Kawhi at the same time.
Yes.
And then it was just like... Yo, I know you don't want to play there no more. Like, what type of nigga just fishes all the time? Like, come to L.A. with me.
He said, I know Westbrook stinks.
I don't.
Listen.
I big don't stink.
Like, are we... Okay. So, for if you don't know, if you've been living under a rock, Kawhi Leonard has decided to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers.
Which I'm happy for. I'm happy and, for that. So he signed with the Buffalo Braves.
And he brought Paul George with him.
I'm not going to lie. So I went to sleep at approximately like 12:30. Like,
nigga, after that. No, okay.
Okay, let's think happened. So no, let's take it all the way back. Yes. So everyone was trying to watch Zion versus the Knicks.
Yes.
And then that happened, and then
Zion got hurt.
And then they was like, "Yo, he's not playing." So then I was like, "I'm not watching."
I was still watching.
You for RJ, I assume.
Because I was like, how bad is RJ going to be? Well, I don't think he's going to be bad. Like, his form looks good. He was just taking terrible shots.
Well, he's playing with people who he doesn't know.
Right.
And he's playing point guard, which he shouldn't play.
Right. And he also has
Kevin Knox on his team.
No counters. Yes. I mean, Kevin Knox had some points. I mean, the summer league.
He did the same thing last summer league.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I don't think that matters.
Wow, he might just be a D-League All-Star.
I mean, they get paid $600,000. That's brilliant.
Westchester Knicks? Who said no?
I don't.
Iso Zoe out here, Alonzo Trier, dunked in the middle of an earthquake.
You did?
Yes. So, in the middle of the third quarter.
Nigga, imagine if we were in L.A. during an earthquake.
Nigga.
Nigga. I'd be like, yo, I want to go home. Like, send me home.
Off the Eds. Nick. Off Mr. Ed.
Oh, my God. Son, I ain't going for it. I probably would have died. Because I'd have been like, yo, stop fucking shaking. And he would have been like, I ain't shaking shit.
You shaking.
And I'm like, yes, I am, nigga. Look at my arm.
So, I took an edible on Saturday?
From L.A., the ones we got in L.A.
Yes.
Okay.
When did I tell you stuck?
Stuck my gut.
My gut.
Because I'm like, okay.
But like this, you got it through the mud, didn't you?
Nigga, I took the edible, and it was at 8:14.
In the morning?
No, p.m.
Why? Why?
I was like.
Why did that was stupid?
I know.
Because it's not going to hit till 10:14.
I know.
You are dumb.
I felt like a midget was sitting on my chest. Like, oh my God. Like, I was laying down watching TV. It's like, ooh, I cannot get up. Like, I can't. Like, I can't do it.
Can't do it.
Like, I just cannot. I try. No.
Natural headlock, didn't it?
Man, what'd I tell you? Man, my lungs were felt heavy. You ever have heavy lungs?
No.
Me, I did.
I'm big good on that.
Man, I hate being high.
It's not fun.
It's not fun. I don't see how people do this every day. They must be smoking different weed, because I don't know.
No, they're not taking edibles.
Okay.
See?
Okay. Okay. So Friday night.
So, boom, the earthquake happens.
Yeah, the earthquake happens. Doris Burke and Buddy. What's Buddy's name?
Buddy.
Yeah, Buddy. on the telecast. did a masterful job of talking us through it. Because it was pretty much like,
yo, there's an earthquake.
It's an earthquake. There's no more basketball. We have 2 hours to kill, because that's what the telecast is. So tell us how you felt. He was like, I felt the ground shake out there.
The ground wasn't shaking.
It's sad shaking. Man. Can you imagine?
Nigga, that's why I would never move to LA. I am big good with moving my 18 feet of snow.
The floor just moving.
Just
you can't do anything about it.
You can't be like, yo, stop.
Yo, stop. Yo, chill.
Chill out.
Like, Earth, what you doing, bro? Like, come on. Why are we doing this?
Now, the earthquake was in L.A. They felt it in Vegas.
You want me earthquakes,
too? Yeah. But that's not the point.
How far away in Vegas?
Like, 200 miles. Like, 200-300 miles.
On a big plate.
That's what I'm saying.
Plates be moving.
Because, like, at first I'm like, oh, so they're just an aftershock in Vegas.
No, that's part of the earthquake.
Nigga, they were like, no.
Oh, so the aftershock was, like, in Portland.
Damn, little like, yo, chill out. Yo, chill. Yo, chill.
Like, I'm saying, like, yo, the center of the earthquake was in L.A. They felt it in Vegas. They felt it so hard that the speakers were moving.
No, heavy? Not just the speakers.
And the scoreboard.
The scoreboard. Imagine scoreboard falls.
Not on ISO Zoe.
Yeah, do we need him? No.
Walking bucket.
All right.
So I was like, all right, well, game's over.
Time to go to sleep.
Nothing else is going to happen today. I'm like, I already tweeted Kawhi. I was like, yo, nigga, it's Friday. Give me something. I go to sleep.
So you go to sleep. I wake up for some odd reason at 5 in the morning with like mad
alerts.
Alerts, because I have all the Woj and I have all the Shams like alerts.
Oh yeah, the tweets.
Yeah, I have the tweets.
Oh no.
So I'm like, there's like 20 something tweets. I'm like, something must happen. Right. And I'm reading them and it's like Kawhi, and I was like, oh, okay, Paul George. I'm like, okay. And then I put two and two together. I was like, what the fuck? Then I read the package. And it's like 39 first.
18
Shy Gilgeous Alexander and Danilo Gallinari.
I had a different reaction. I woke up. It was probably like 7 in the morning. And I looked.
Oh, by that time, I've also put everything on Instagram. Like I'm a Braves fan. I'm a Clippers fan. Oh yeah, I can suck my dick.
Now, before I went to sleep, I Instagrammed on my story the picture of LeBron in that LA hat, which is fire.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, LeBron, oh, quite confirmed.
Bun firm.
So I wake up, this nigga Mark, it was 5 a.m. He sent me the message, he was like, LOL. I'm like, nigga, go to sleep.
Like, what are you doing telling me LOL for?
So I see my Bleacher Reports, and it was like, Kawhi has decided to go to Clippers. I'm still half asleep.
So you're just like, I'm a dreamy.
Cool. And then I looked at the other one. It was like, Paul George has been traded to Clippers. I'm like.
Yeah, that's the part that, yeah.
I was like, what? How? Where? When?
I was big confused. I'm like,
for what?
I woke up and saw Kawhi LA.
Yes.
And I was like, oh, bet.
I was like.
And I said Clipper. I was like, all right, whatever. And then.
Stupid, but okay.
Right. Then the first thing I saw after that was Photoshop and Paul George in a Clipper jersey. I'm like wow. Dumbass. That's not Kawhi. Like, what the fuck? That nigga's an idiot.
Like, what is it?
Paul George.
That's bad photos. Like, come on, you got the black people mixed up.
I'm like, nigga, what are you doing? Like, then I seen the rest of it. Like, oh, Paul George and Kawhi team up in LA. I'm like, how the fuck? That nigga was a free agent. Hold on, time out.
Son, we all was like, wait, what's going on here? Like,
what the fuck?
But apparently,
the whole shit, like, damn, Westbrook stinks.
Apparently, GM Kawhi called.
No, and then I saw that before that, the Thunder offered.
Oh yeah, the Thunder offered
Kawhi. No, the Thunder offered
Paul George, and Russ for Pascal and pieces. And then Masai was like,
no.
How about you take out Russ? And he was like, no. And he was like,
Westbrook stinks.
Masai's like, okay, I'm about to get off of this Kyle Lowry contract. Why would I want another Kyle Lowry contract?
The Kyle Lowry contract is over.
That's what I'm saying.
This one isn't over. You still have 4 more years.
Yes, it just starts.
What are we doing?
But yeah, so I was just like, then I was like, okay, what the hell did the Clippers give up?
And then you see.
Then I was like, they gave up Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay. Who needs him?
And then it said 5 picks. I'm like.
With 2 pick swaps.
I'm like, 5 picks?
But the way that, like, people are saying is, like, don't see it as that's what they gave for Paul George. They gave that up for Paul George and Kawhi. Right. Which, you do that literally every day of the week. Like, both teams won.
Oh, listen, in my opinion, like we said last week, draft picks are for losers. So if you have to give up.
What do with that turnaround pick on Sunday?
Hey. I mean, in hindsight, we kind of wish we had the third round pick.
Nigga, I wish I had it since we traded it.
I wasn't mad about it.
I was. Traded a third round pick for a fucking tight end who doesn't block.
Or catch.
Or
run around. That was the season one time.
Listen, he was hungry.
He was actually a rookie.
Yeah, that's true.
He was legit. Was still actually a rookie.
So I was like, all right, 5 picks, cool. You gave up 1 piece. You still got Lou. All the other pieces. You still got Pat Bev. You still got
my shout out to Pat Beverly always being in yo fuck you niggas mode.
I mean, he played in Europe.
He also played at Arkansas. Bobby Portis.
Yeah, a nigga from Arkansas having to play in Europe, you gonna get that. And he's what, 6'1"?
Prove it.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm 6'8" in Tim's.
Exactly.
He might be 7 foot in Tim's.
I mean, look at his hair. He's always ready to go.
But now I guess they're saying, shout out to Brandon and the Miami Heat, that they might be sending him to Miami.
Russ.
No, shout out to who?
Brandon, he's a Heat fan.
He's a Heat fan?
Brandon's he's a Wade fan, thus making him a Heat fan.
Brandon is the worst nigga in sports.
Listen,
Brandon hands down has the worst takes in sports.
Hands down!
You clearly have never seen tweets from, who's the co-host with Marcellus, the fat nigga?
Oh, Whitlock? Jason
Whitlock? Whitlock.
That don't count. Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
What do you mean it doesn't
he's
count?
He's on TV.
Yeah. Oh, did you see him with the fade?
Brandon. What?
Wait, that wasn't Photoshop?
What do you mean with a fade?
Who would a fade?
Who would a fade?
That wasn't Photoshop.
I don't know.
Wait, who would a fade?
Whitlock.
What are you talking about?
Clean one.
Clean as fuck.
Whitlock is bald.
It's bald fade.
Let me see.
I'm about to type it. I'm about to show you right now. Hold on.
That had to be Photoshop.
What are you talking about?
I think you showed me a picture of Jason Whitlock.
Jason Whitlock has never...
I honestly can't tell.
Oh my god!
I honestly can't tell.
What am I looking at?
I don't know.
Jason Whitlock with a fade. Hey man, if Rick Ross can come in with braids, you can come in with a fade.
Hey man, see this is why we ain't getting Porter Miami too. That's why.
Too busy getting fucking his fucking braids. Hair done.
Yeah. Fucking braids.
Fuck Rick Ross, bitch ass nigga.
Oh man, this nigga.
I like that word, Rick Ross. First of all, you dropped that song with Whale, and it wasn't that fire.
One, which is Whale. Ridiculous.
Two, I thought I was getting Port of Miami, too, and I didn't.
Port song.
Three, nigga, I had Wingstop. Nigga, you do all this grunting over some Wingstop. That shit is basura, nigga. It's just trash.
Basura.
Like,
but, I mean,
what are we doing?
You also
got to
think about, where are you getting good wings in Miami?
Nigga, there are some people, I feel like there's a nigga... who can put a season together?
You know,
like,
so, you know where you're getting good wings, Miami?
Finger
some niggas' house.
You know, Finger Lickin' has some really good wings.
Like, come on, son. That's my Rick Ross rant. Also, drop the album, nigga. What the fuck?
Yeah, we need the music. Definitely.
It's fucking summer.
Jesus Christ! All right, so we gonna talk about how Kawhi out LeBron.
He didn't though.
Wow.
He didn't out
LeBron. No, he just LeBron. He didn't out
LeBron. LeBron
Anthony. LeBron wanted him. He was like, no.
But that's easy. I can always say, like, you want me? Nah, I'm good. I'm going to just go to the other team.
But Kawhi is one of the, like...
But LeBron kept that team hostage.
He didn't keep the team hostage. Kawhi didn't keep the Clippers hostage.
No, he kept the Lakers hostage. The Lakers didn't make any moves until after he announced.
But yes, you can't. No. But the thing was, if they didn't get Paul George, he would have been a Laker.
Well, yeah.
So essentially, he kept the Raptors hostage because he was never going back to Toronto.
Yeah,
well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I mean, like, but the Raptors weren't getting anybody anyway.
I mean,
who are they going to go after?
Well, they already signed two people.
Who? Patrick McCall?
No, they signed. They signed Stanley Johnson.
Ooh,
from a former lottery pick, and Rondae Hollis-Jefferson from the
Nets. Yuck.
He was shaking the table. From the same draft. Same team.
Yuck.
The same Arizona team.
He's crushing their spacing.
Well, damn. There goes my take of why Arizona niggas are terrible at basketball. Like, name a good one in the past 10 years.
Luke Walton.
That's a 10.
Oh, 10 years.
No.
Okay, define good.
Aaron Gordon?
I was about to say, define good.
If that's like my base,
Aaron Gordon,
because Aaron Gordon is like, yeah. He's not all star, but he gets buckets. So it's like he's good.
Okay. I feel like Aaron Gordon on a different team. Get Aaron Gordon to like the Heat.
He'd just be Justice Winslow. Without a national championship.
See, Aaron Gordon is a four that plays like a three.
Swap him for Russ.
And just drop him in Oklahoma.
If they just drop Russ in Orlando?
Maybe a point guard.
I'd rather have DJ Augustine. Keep it a buck.
No.
I'd rather have DJ. Yes, I'd rather have DJ.
He's going to make Markelle Fultz shoot?
No, nigga. He's going to teach him how to shoot. bad. But it's gonna be worse.
Well, I mean, it's better than nothing.
What?
I mean, if you're Miami, what do you got to lose?
Thanks.
Nothing. You might as well, cause but this guarantees you the playoffs if you're
these
Miami.
These are the last years of Pat Riley.
You just a little playoff run.
You get the 4-5 seed.
Ball jam at your bigs. You're like 800 bigs.
Nah, they got rid of most of them.
Who?
But they got rid of Whiteside.
No, Orlando.
Oh,
Orlando. Oh, he's about Orlando.
Well, Orlando just re-signed
Vucevic.
That's what I'm saying. I don't understand. Get rid of Gordon for Westbrook.
Well, they just re-signed Gordon. Yeah. Well, they had one.
They re-signed because they had to.
Who going to trade for Mo Bamba?
Wow, I ain't going front. I thought he was going to be nice.
I mean, he could be still.
Nah.
We haven't seen him do anything.
That's why he's not going to be nice.
He's like 19.
I don't care.
All right.
Show me something.
You're right. Quiet with their Clippers.
I'm happy for that.
And the Clippers are such a Kawhi franchise.
How?
If the Clippers win the championship, nobody in LA is going to give a fuck.
Loki.
I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
But there will be niggas there at the parade.
Okay, but it's not going to be niggas there like the way that it will be for the Laker win.
That's
what I'm saying.
Okay, I feel like that's a given. You can't.
So that's what
obvious.
I'm saying. They're the Mets of LA. But like, if the Mets win,
like this, they're gonna be way. Well, I feel like most of the Clipper games were selling out just because they were decent. Like they're still gonna be sellouts, but there's gonna be more people there now. More people are gonna be wearing Clipper.
Yeah,
gear.
But nobody's gonna care.
Gonna be. Oh yes, it's gonna be just more fake Clipper fans. Which that's no problem. Nice. I'm a Clipper fan.
I got a reason.
Let's get it.
What?
Now I got a reason to go to a Clippers game.
Yes. Right. Exactly.
Now, I'm waiting. I'm hoping they open the season.
I mean,
Lakers
schedule
at Clippers.
Hasn't been done yet, so.
Nigga, it won't be done until like August. Apparently,
yeah.
I've been doing my research.
I'm trying to remember the last time that happened. That's been a while.
The last time I've been dropped in July was 2011.
No, the last time they opened against the.
Oh, what's that? I don't understand.
We always open against either Phoenix or Rockets for whatever.
Well, we opened last year against Portland.
Yeah.
Or Portland, yes.
Start the season off right. Get the people we want.
Nah, they're gonna save that for
Christmas.
Christmas game. Big Christmas game. Who's gonna be home?
Lakers.
Okay.
Lakers have to be. No, Clippers have to be home.
Clippers.
They made the playoffs. You gotta make Clippers home. Yeah, they made the playoffs last year.
Wow. Okay. Maybe home on that one.
But who cares? The fuck.
Well, I know what you I know what you're talking about. But yeah, but you know it's about what's on the hardwood.
Put like this, if they do Lakers, Clippers,
mm-hmm.
Christmas,
yeah.
I might be in LA for Christmas.
I might
pull up.
Lakers, let's think what the
350 round trip.
Around Christmas?
Well, if I buy it now.
You wanna fly on Christmas?
No, I would get there like 2 days before.
Oh. Yuck. Yeah, because you gotta, delays.
It's Buffalo.
Yeah, we still live in Buffalo. Okay, let's think about this one. What else is another Christmas matchup that you think?
The usuals.
Let's do Nets-Boston. Nets-Boston.
Nets-Boston, yes. I think that would be...
Clippers-Lakers.
Clippers-Lakers.
Rockets are going to play somebody. The Warriors, maybe.
Bucks-Sixers?
I would say Bucks-Warriors.
Well,
and then
the Warriors have to play some.
And then Sixers-Rockets.
Sixers-Rockets.
Yeah, those are quietly. Those have been really good games. Sixers-Rockets have been really good games. So that's four.
I just like to see.
Okay, who plays at noon?
Noon, Knicks.
Knicks.
I don't want them.
Knicks are always going to play somebody. So okay, Knicks, okay, Pelicans. We get Zion on.
RJ Barrett.
Okay. All right, so we got Knicks, Pelicans.
Yes.
Clippers, Lakers, Brooklyn.
You might want to Knicks, Pelicans, because you got to think about time zones.
No, I'm just naming. I'm not putting them in order. I'm just naming them at this point.
Yes.
Brooklyn, Boston.
Portland might play too.
Portland does play usually.
No, I feel like they could. I feel like they could just put the Sixers.
And they want to. Well, look, who wants the conference finals?
Okay.
Probably Denver, Portland, or like Denver, Utah.
There we go, Denver, Utah. So that's the 10:30 game.
Yes.
The 7:30 is Lakers, Clippers.
Yes.
Noon is Knicks, Pelicans.
Yes.
We got two more. We got a 2:30 and a 5 o'clock.
Bucks Sixers or Bucks? You said Bucks Rockets.
Okay, boom. So Sixers. we can do 76ers Bucks at 2.
I mean, we could do 76ers and then Bucks Warriors. And then Warriors Rockets.
I don't want to say play the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you're going to get.
Who else?
I'm going to say.
The Rockets are going to play on Christmas because of China.
Ni hao. Okay, all right, bet. So Rockets, Warriors. Shout out to D'Angelo Russell for that trade going through.
Yes.
He's now a Warrior.
Officially.
KD is now wearing 7, and I don't like it.
You want to be LeBron so bad.
Come on. Like, what are we doing? LeBron, you're one more than LeBron.
LeBron changed his number.
You changed your number. All your social media is KD Trey 5. What are you about to be? KD Slevin?
No.
What are we doing here?
You just still KD Trey 5.
No, you're 7 now.
No, he's not.
Like, 7's a...
Hey, Trey 5, you get retired.
I mean, that's cool. Fine. I don't care, but...
So it's Andre Iguodala's number, which, all right. Yep. So you just retired everybody. Yep. So Draymond's getting retired, too?
Oh, yes, he's...
Well, yes.
Yes, nigga.
But they drafted him. Like,
yes. Okay, but...
I can see Iguodala just because he got that finals MVP.
Okay, but just because you risk... Like, okay, just...
Well, technically, he started it because he came there as a free agent.
He was the first big signing.
First big signing.
Just him and David Lee.
Okay, but why do you have to...
No, he was already on the team.
But wasn't that supposed to be like the...
Yeah, sure.
Then we got AI.
Remember David Lee...
Man, Dave Lee's getting buckets.
Actually, he came in the finals and got buckets.
Walking 18-10.
Remember when they were trying to trade for Kevin Love?
Yes. Then they were just like,
wait a minute, he shoots threes
at a high rate.
And he defends.
And Kevin Love does none of those things. Essentially, what was his name? David Lee was Kevin Love before Kevin Love.
Kevin Love less rebounds.
He was West Coast Devil, Kevin Love, sure.
Yeah. Wait, fat Kevin Love was a monster.
Because he should do it in Minnesota.
Okay, he was getting 20 boards. He'll give you a 20 and 20.
Who?
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love in Minnesota. 30
and 20.
Yeah, early.
I mean, if he really wanted to, he could have gave you 20, 20, and 20.
Nah.
So who needs to trade for him?
For
Kevin Love?
Kevin Love.
Minnesota.
Who's going
to get him out of
Portland?
Minnesota. Kevin Love for... Andrew Wiggins, straight up.
I was about to say, Wiggins.
Yeah. Send it back to where they
who
came
from. Who the hell wants Wiggins?
I mean, nobody, but if you're Cleveland.
Who the hell wants Russ?
Nobody.
Exactly.
In Miami.
Yeah.
Miami just wants stars. He's available.
Pat Riley.
Okay, but who
he
wants Andrew?
Want Russ specifically.
Okay, but who wants Andrew Wiggins?
Nobody, to answer your question.
He can't play.
Soft can't play. Small hands can't catch.
Can't do it.
I'm trying to figure out, like, you know what? I want to see him go. Like, he's already nowhere. So, if I can see him less, I just send him to Phoenix. That's always my answer to send Wiggins.
No, he's going to Oklahoma.
Wow, that's the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, rest from Wiggins. Straight up.
Wow. Oh, my God. Talk about a trade no one cares about.
Yuck.
Pick and roll with Russ and Cat. That's trash.
Yes, because because he won't roll and he won't pass.
I mean, I'm just gonna double Cat. Rush you. I'm just gonna let Rush you.
Do it.
I'm dropping. Do it.
Do it. I dare you. I dare you.
I dare you. I dare you.
Get me lit. I dare you. All right. So
yes, Vlad is tired.
In terms of Paul George, the Clippers, and the whole Clipper organization, will they win a championship this year?
This year?
This year? I don't see why not.
I mean, they have just... the West is going to be... I can't wait for that bracket for the playoffs. But, I mean, anybody can come out.
I don't think anybody can come out.
Anybody who's that? Somebody.
I think there are literally three teams that are going to come out.
Lakers could come out?
Either the Lakers, either the Clippers, or the Warriors. That's it for me.
Yeah.
And I'm tired of all these niggas talking about the Warriors will make the playoffs. Nigga, have you been watching the same basketball? What are we doing?
Like, Steph Curry's mad good.
Like, Steph Curry was going to average 35.
Steph Curry's a good player.
Draymond's going to... Draymond dead ass might average a triple-double this year.
Draymond is in a contract year.
In a contract? What are we doing?
He wants a max.
D'Angelo Russell. I'll take that back. D'Angelo Russell is going to give you 20 a game. I don't know how he's going to get you 20. He's going to get you 20.
Draymond taking that backpack off. Oh, man.
Backpack.
Okay.
But does Michael Strahan have a do-rag on?
If I... Okay, hey. D'Angelo for Cat straight up?
No.
They're not gonna, no, hell no.
Cat. They can't trade D'Angelo Russell until for 6 months anyway.
Okay. Oh, wait.
But...
I don't got shit to do.
I don't... Nah, I'm good. I don't need him.
But having Cat on the Warriors would be fire.
No, it wouldn't. I don't want to see that soft-ass nigga. The fuck that nigga on my screen for?
Yes. No. I hate him, too.
You hate him. I just, like, I don't really like his game.
Why you gotta be so bitch? Like...
He's mad mushy.
You're 7 feet.
And mushy.
Yeah, but... Look at
him. Jimmy Butler took your girl!
Look at his face, though.
He has a mushable face.
He's mad.
He's very punchable. Like, boop, boop.
Boop. He's literally out here. I go home. I hop on my Call of Duty. My mom, my dad.
Yeah, he twitches. I'm not scared of nobody that twitches.
Actually. But yeah, no, I got them at least, like, conference finals. Keep it on it.
Who's the Rock? The Clippers?
Timberwolves.
I'm like, what the
fuck?
Oh,
no.
Timberwolves not making the playoffs.
Nigga, Jimmy Butler led them to the playoffs, then he left, and it was like, oh, back to 29 wins. Yep.
Still stink.
Like,
we don't have a coach.
Shout out to Al Horford for being Joel Embiid's backup. We can talk about that, but who cares about that?
I mean, sure.
Also, you heard it here first, Spicy P for MVP. The lead. He's going to average 29, 9, and 7.
Boom.
He won't be good enough, though.
He'll be a 4 seed. Maybe a 4 seed. I understand what's the problem.
Listen, that whole finals, he looked at Draymond like he was fooled. Like, he'll get the ball and look at Draymond like...
But then he needs a score or, like, airball layup.
Yeah.
But this is first year, like, starting.
Yeah, but that comes with time.
Now he's his whole offseason to, like... Shoot the three from not the corner.
Listen, he's in Cameroon right now.
Building hospitals. Getting stronger from building hospitals.
And then taking left-handed layups.
Mm.
Like, that's it. That's hospitals, right. Layups. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
I love how niggas work on that offhand all summer to never use that shit during the season.
Yes.
Okay, so this is what I've realized about these off-season workouts.
They don't mean shit.
Well, no. It depends on the player.
No, it, not that it doesn't mean shit. They're doing shit they would never do in a game.
That's what I'm saying.
So I saw a clip of Iman Shumpert.
Mm-hmm.
Wait.
Like, so the workout was he would come from half court, mm-hmm. Nigga would pass him the ball, he would dribble three times and shoot the three.
Yes.
And my thing is,
you're never
when are you going to do that?
Ever.
You're just better off taking spot ups.
You're better off not working out. If you really want to be realistic,
like at all,
if you just don't work out, that's what you're gonna mostly do in the season. But this, like, niggas be doing like 15 moves and then boom, hit a three. Like, nigga, like, where do you think you're gonna do this in a game?
That's not conducive.
Like, what are we doing? Like, yeah. I feel like you're not only wasting your time.
Ladies, you need to get in the gym with Kobe.
Who?
Yeah. Okay.
You spend all season with Kobe. You go add something to your game.
Word.
Yeah, let's what did Jason Tatum do?
Jason Tatum.
Yeah, facts.
Nigga spent
Jason Tatum got worse.
Okay. Listen. Yes.
No. The last two clients to work out with Kobe, Jason Tatum got worse. Gordon Hayward broke his leg.
Yes.
He didn't.
MVP point.
No, he tweeted at him.
He worked out with Kobe.
Spent the
offseason. Yeah, or did they FaceTime?
No, he was in LA. Yeah, you're right. Okay,
but see, that's how you separate butter from the duck, though. Jason Tatum obviously was not ready.
So he's 1 for 3. Regular Kobe. Okay.
Have y'all seen those Giannis sneakers?
Yeah.
Am I the only one who don't like them?
I'm not mad at them.
I've seen them. I'm gonna assume I don't like them.
I mean, they're low tops. They're,
I hate them already.
You wear Kobe's. What do you mean?
Have you seen Kobe's? Because they're fire.
They're low tops, nigga.
Okay, but they're also fire low tops. I'm assuming Giannis is our fire.
I mean, it's the
first. I just want the hoodie that says freak.
See. Actually, the whole sweatsuit gear, like, that he has is kind of fire. Like, I am thoroughly intrigued by.
Well, if it says freak, I'm also thoroughly intrigued. Hey! I'm at that point, I'm about to shoot.
Separate the real from the fake.
Oh! Right.
That's not fire?
Well, the shoes.
What? No, just the shirts.
Oh, I thought you were the shoes.
No.
Oh, oh, no. Wait, let me see. Wait, let me see this. Wait, what'd you show him?
It's a freak.
Oh, no, I just want the hoodie. Oh, yeah. It's like, yeah, right there. I don't want the entire shirt.
The Bucks are signed his brother.
Oh, it's Hayes.
Keep it in the family.
Savage is a 2-year contract,
yeah,
too.
These are his. The Nikes.
Yeah, off that.
Yeah.
They look like
the Adapts. But like, yeah, not, like with the swoosh.
Like the Adapts. If Adapts were made by whoever made Paul George's,
yes,
Adapts,
yes,
they're not bad.
Yeah, I'm not mad at them.
I
wear those sweats.
I'm good on them.
Wait, what's the tag?
120.
Not good. Break it off a 90.
I mean, they'll get there.
Give
some time.
The 120 is the new 90 now.
These are the ones that just came out.
Is it? First of all, there's barely any orange in New Jersey, if any. But, yeah, no, I mean, the Clippers should definitely, or back to the Clippers, they should definitely at least make the conference finals. We keep it honest.
I mean, look, when you look at...
Everybody's healthy. That's the only...
Well, trust me, their whole team is going to be load management.
Their starting five is arguably the best defensive starting five in the league.
I mean, after Kawhi and Paul George,
that, right?
Like, can you, like, I was listening to a podcast, and they were like,
rival
imagine a Paul George and Kawhi trap.
And then Patrick,
and then Patrick right Beverly just...
Or a Pat and Paul trap, and Kawhi just looks
just like, no.
For that interception.
I'm scared. Wait, imagine them just trapping you.
Better defensive team.
Okay,
Better defensive team.
Help!
Where
the fuck is the help?
The Kawhi and Paul George defense next year?
Yes.
Or 2012 LeBron D-Wade?
Kawhi.
I feel like it's close.
It's close.
LeBron D-Wade defense was highlight defense.
Because, like,
they play defense when they absolutely need to. But which is fun.
Yeah, I mean, I don't expect you to play 48 minutes of defense. What type of niggas are you?
That's crazy, dude. Nigga. That's what Kawhi does.
He's LeBron was like,
but he doesn't do that. Did you watch him this year? He doesn't do that.
He's hurt.
No, I'm talking about like during the regular season. He didn't
hurt.
Who
hurt all year?
Who
Kawhi? Like, he was limping all year.
Yeah. Okay, well, you think he's gonna not limp next year?
Yeah, that's chronic. Like,
come on.
Chronic.
Like,
he's gonna continue to limp.
That's never going away. But look. Okay.
Well, the best defender out of those four is Kawhi.
Yes.
So they have the best defender.
Yes. Miami LeBron was crazy.
Yeah, because his versatility.
He was like 280.
He was wild. That's what Miami's wearing, though.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's that Coke 280.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
Where are we going?
I think it was 280, took some Coke, and now he's a fucking
war machine.
He's a fucking Hellcat, though.
He's a Hellcat!
So,
Jesus Christ.
Okay, if we had to rank those defenders at their peak. I'm going Kawhi, LeBron, D-Wade, Paul George.
D-Wade, Paul George is tough.
Yeah, D-Wade, Paul George.
No, I got D-Wade.
See,
because D-Wade's done it, like, he was at his best in the playoffs.
And D-Wade would get you blocks.
Oh, that, I mean, you didn't have to seal it for me, but yeah, nah. Like, Paul George is really good.
Yes.
Like, top five. But he's five. Yeah. I gotta give it to D-Wade. Like that's my three.
Like
I feel like, and I feel comfortable saying it too.
D-Wade had his best year. I mean, Paul George had his best year this year.
Defensively or general?
Defensively.
What's about defense?
This year was a career year for
Paul George.
Oh,
he balled the fuck out.
Yeah.
So
this if
well,
this is
he was carrying
if,
the team.
If this was his best year, it doesn't pale in comparison to
Dwayne's
best year. So,
but I don't think Wade's best year was during the LeBron era defensively.
No, we're just saying whenever their peak was, who was better?
Right.
Oh, D-Wade.
So, it's, yeah, to me,
I mean, you can make the argument LeBron's one. If we I thought you meant specifically that team.
Nah, man. LeBron looked at Kawhi in those finals and just said,
"Fuck." No, I mean, I picked Kawhi too, but I mean,
this LeBron, nigga again, again. Like, what are we doing? Nah, yeah, I got. I feel good with saying Kawhi, LeBron, D Wade.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Paul George. In terms of those four, because we had other people. First of all, how the hell did Gobert win Defensive Player of the Year? I'm confused.
He gets blocks.
Nah, man, he cried that one time. So I just anything he does is this bitch made to me.
He's French.
I don't give a fuck. You an American. Stop crying like a bitch.
Yeah, it's Utah. It'd be cold. I'd be crying too.
Man, Tony Parker didn't cry.
Yeah, he cried when that glass got in his eye. The fucking greenhouse.
You know what?
Hang around with the niggers.
It hurt.
Who told you to be in the club with Chris Brown?
Yeah, what was he doing?
Hanging.
I feel like he was already there. Chris Brown walked in.
I don't know what fuck is in French. He was like,
nah, that had to be a crazy night in the club because it was Chris Brown, Drake, Meek was there. Tony Parker.
Tony Parker is cooler.
And Meek was there like back in like the dirty Meek. Like
O'Malley. Yeah.
Like Meek just got signed. Like Meek just came.
Well, this is in L.A.?
No. New York.
New York.
What, they playing the Knicks or some shit? What was he doing in Tony Parker?
It was off-season.
Yeah,
this was an off-season. I always thought that was during the season.
Nah. It was like in July.
Oh, okay.
Spurs might have just won the chip, to be honest.
I mean,
like 2012? What was it, like 2013? 2012, 2013? Probably took that quick jet up there. So Kawhi's the best player in the league, right?
Best player in the league
right now.
Numero uno. I mean, technically, because he just won Finals MVP.
I mean, KD just pops his Achilles.
Yeah,
so, and then sure, but no, KD's
best player in the league. You got to come back. So no, you can't just pop your Achilles and be like, nah, he's gonna be one.
If you play the right now game, sure, his Achilles is still attacked. So
I mean, we have to play the right now game, technically. Yeah. Like, you can't walk or run. I can limp and walk and run. You can't do any of those things. So, I mean, it would probably be, I guess, Kawhi, LeBron, Giannis for me.
Okay.
Like, until I see LeBron not be able to dominate when he wants to, I'm not going to say that he can't.
Okay. I'm not mad at you.
This home run derby is getting intense.
Yeah.
A minute left and four home runs to go.
Oh, you about to win.
Yeah, he don't have to win.
Wow, Kiko Alonso out here winning.
Kiko Alonso for the Mets is down 18-22 to Vlad Guerrero Jr.
So, like you said, if the Clippers win the championship this year, let's say that.
Does that automatically put him as a better player than LeBron?
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Because he won three rings on three different teams.
I mean, no.
No. Peak LeBron is, like, ridiculous.
What are you asking? Does that make him the best player in the league?
No, history.
Like, fuck no.
Right. He hasn't done enough.
We can't even have that conversation right now.
I'm not having that conversation.
Yeah, I refuse.
No.
Wait, you talking about best player ever?
That's what you're saying, right?
No, I'm asking you, is that what you're saying?
Ooh, that was foul. What?
What are you trying to say?
Well, you said he's a better player than LeBron.
No, I'm asking you, would he be a better player than LeBron?
No.
Like, currently?
Like
from LeBron's career?
Yes, that.
Fuck no.
I'm just asking questions. I'm asking what the people want.
Boom. 23.
Damn. And
this. I didn't know.
Wow.
What time to go?
I'm mad.
Wow. Vlad Guerrero.
He's crazy.
Vlad Guerrero just Junior just got robbed.
I mean, he was like triple overtime.
Exactly.
He's my MVP. He's my home champion. I don't care what they say.
Okay, let's assume that in the next 4 years the Clippers win one ring.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that put him all time? Top 15?
I mean,
Hall of Famer for sure.
I think he was a Hall of Famer in 2014. Keep it
on. The Basketball Hall of Fame is kind of whack.
Like, I feel like if
at least we get in.
Like, prove me Tim Legler isn't in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Okay, so wait, should Iggy be in the Hall of Fame?
Who?
Iggy. Because at the end, I say fuck no.
Yes, he'll be in the Hall of Fame. Should he? Well, I'm going off what the basketball people say. Yes.
No, for what? What has he done?
Finals MVP.
Fuck that. That was stupid.
Okay, that's not the point that I'm making here, though.
See, that's a bullshit. He's Finals MVP with LeBron dropped 40 on him.
Okay, is Draymond a Hall of Famer? Yes.
Yes. Yes.
I think he will be in. Yeah.
First team all defense, defensive player of the year. Yes.
Okay, I'm trying to bring the lowest possible person.
If you put Iggy in the Hall of Fame without looking at the list, he's putting Doodoo's nigga in there.
No.
In the Hall of Fame, though.
No, there are Doodoo niggas in the Hall of Fame.
Iggy?
Yes. Like, I guarantee you there is.
I don't understand how Chris Webber's not in the Hall of Fame.
Chris Webber's better than Iggy, dog.
That's what I'm saying. But he's not even in the Hall of Fame.
Yet.
Well, can he be yet? Did he have his thing yet?
Yeah, like, I think
his
so.
Years?
Yeah. How the fuck is that? Years? Is there a limit? Time of people you can put in per year?
I don't think so, no.
What the fuck are you doing?
What are they waiting for?
See, I don't look at, like, when I look at Hall of Fame, accolades don't mean shit. I'm just like, okay, I watched you play basketball.
Are you a Hall of Famer?
Are you as good as these niggas?
Yeah, are you a Hall of Famer or not?
Like, are you a Hall of Famer? Like, should you remember
In eons,
like, yo, this dude, Andre, like, no, fuck no.
I mean, Tracy McGrady's Hall of Famer.
Tracy McGrady
should be remembered.
Yes, he should be remembered. Because he was a Hall of Fame player.
Is that like a Hall of Fame career? This should be all of I.
well, Tracy wasn't all right. His knees were just all right. That's his problem.
So, Vince Carter's Hall of Famer?
Yes. Yeah, he's... Okay. Will Grant Hill make the Hall of Fame?
I hope not.
No.
He didn't do enough.
Yeah.
It's a basketball Hall of Fame.
Okay. Yeah. He was good in college.
He's a problem in the NBA. But his...
He didn't do enough. Is Penny Hardaway going to get in there?
Was Penny Hardaway ever good?
No, he was nice.
He had phone posits.
And the fact that he played in them just makes me question him even more. Nigga.
That was his fucking problem. I don't know how niggas do that.
He was hooping in foams.
How?
Can you hoop in foams?
I can't walk in foams.
See, you got a Hall of Famer.
That's why his feet fucked up now.
Exactly.
You're not a Hall of Famer.
I
don't want to be.
God bless niggas hooping foams.
I'd rather hoop in Tim's.
Yes, I've done it. Way more comfortable.
Niggas that hoop in foams already stole out of your locker. I'm just letting you know that now.
Son.
Already.
Like, nigga, I bought a pair of phones thinking like, oh, okay, this would be a good purchase. Like, I was just like, no, nigga, they were wearing me down. Yeah, and you can't even tie them. I'm like, man.
Yeah, you definitely can't tie
them. That, and then I sold them to a nigga who should have been wearing phones. Like, you know, 5'9", 301.
Daddy Yankees at the Celebrity All-Star. It's lit.
301? Jesus. Anthony Mackie. Papa Doc.
I'm hella intrigued.
The fuck is Papa Doc doing?
Who knows?
I'm big intrigued.
Being fucking iron.
Jim Crackhead.
But yeah. So for me.
Drew Carey. The Miz.
For me, if you can put the claim I'm the best of all time at something, you can get into basketball. Man.
So he's the best dunker
of all time.
So sure.
So that puts you in.
But if he
and longevity, and he was really, really good.
If he didn't put that fucking arm in that fucking basket.
I mean, hey, listen.
Because he didn't do shit.
Listen.
Okay, fine. That's fine. Fine.
I'm still trying to think of, like, fringe Hall of Famers.
I'm trying to think of, like...
Like, in current NBA. Like, I feel like Dame Lillard's already Hall of Famer. Boom.
Okay. Yes.
Now he's the best Portland Trailblazer ever.
What the fuck? What are you talking about?
Phil Walton?
Clyde Drexler? Clyde just was fired.
Yeah, but like,
damn.
Yeah.
I understand. Okay,
come on. That's about player. I'm not talking about accolades. I'm talking about player. Just better player. Come on. What are we doing here? Come on. Just whoop, whoop. Boom.
And he lead off.
First of all, Clyde can't fucking use his
mouth. Look at Daddy Yankee.
What a double.
It should be a trip. Yeah. I don't know about that.
Oh, no. You got it.
Nigga pulled his hamstring.
Hey, he there.
You know what? Fuck. Why is he there? I'm confused. All right.
It's a celebrity all star game. What do you mean, why is he there?
Big celebrity. All
right. he fully runs like a nigga, too. He only me hold my shorts.
he runs like he's from the Bronx.
Got gotta make sure this shit don't fall out.
Hey, hold on.
Oh, hey,
what
you
doing,
bro?
What you doing?
Wait, who's that? Bro?
Not Deja Polanco.
Hello. Why have y'all never put me onto this individual?
Oh, wait, what?
Oh, you know.
What does she do?
You don't watch Netflix. You don't watch Netflix.
What do you do? What does she do?
Damn, Ryan Howard.
How do you swing and miss on Ryan Howard? You in that? All right.
You shout to the middle.
I actually saw Ryan Howard one time.
Where?
At an Eagles game.
I bet that makes sense. Why were you at an Eagles game?
He was in Philly.
We drove to Philly to watch the Eagles. Play the Cowboys.
Damn, Ryan Howard stinking it up. Is Travis Kelce the catcher?
Yes, he's from Cleveland. He's from Cleveland.
He's like, these pitches mad slow. I'm not used to this, bro.
He's pitching mad high. Oh. Oh, man, pop.
You're a scrub.
Oh, man. Scrub. No wonder you're not in the league anymore.
Scrub, De La Scrub. Man. All right. That's crazy.
What else we had on the docket? You want to talk about Josh Allen?
Just, I don't know. Sure.
Sure. What?
Sure. No, I'm just asking. What should we expect from this young man?
What should we expect from him?
Yes.
Is that a home run?
Like a home run, home run?
Well, yeah. Home run, home run.
He said, I fuck all this shit.
Ryan Howard.
It's the Ryan Howard
thing. Like I said, fuck you, Miz. Go back to that wrestling. Okay. So what should we expect from Josh Allen? Training camp is
about
to start.
I will give you his stats from last year.
Okay.
As soon as they...
I mean, I expect them to be better than last year.
Oh, yeah. So
he threw, like, what, 6 touchdowns?
No, he threw 10.
10?
He threw 10 touchdowns. Okay. He ran for... Wow, these stats are not really this good. Now I have to find a good website for stats. Let's try ESPN. So he had... He had 8 rushing touchdowns, 10 passing touchdowns.
18 touchdowns total.
He had 12 interceptions.
And is that J.R. Smith?
Yeah, he still plays. Still in the...
They sent that nigga home.
Yes, they did.
He was playing 2K with Melo.
That's true. Now he's in the field. Threw for 52% or 53%. I'm sorry, and 2,000 yards, damn near, just on the button. What should we expect from him in 16 full games? That's in 12 games played, 10 starts.
Jenny Finch.
She is softball
pitcher.
Yes.
Hey, man, them softball pitchers be thick.
They be
thick.
Thick. Thick.
Okay, so Josh Allen.
Like stats? Or just like...
stats, yeah. I'm going 3,700 yards.
3,750.
28 touchdowns. 28? All together.
Oh, total.
And
about 20, yeah.
So 22 touchdowns.
Ain't
so
the record 20, like 31?
For what?
Jim Kelly?
For throwing?
Yeah, our record's like...
Oh, the Bills?
Yeah.
Like, but that's rushing. I'm talking about all together. Like 28 all together and 12 interceptions. 3,700 yards, 28 total touchdowns, 12 interceptions.
Sure.
Okay, 3,700.
Yeah.
Wait, let's do the math.
Well,
that's
so 30. High. He said 3,750 divided by 16. That's 234 a game.
That's a bunch of bullshit and one bomb to Robert Foster a game.
I don't know about that. Is Robert Foster still going to be on the team?
Yeah.
Maybe yes.
Why?
He's number 3 receiver.
How many receivers are we keeping?
5.
Five. We'll probably keep 6. Because of Andre Roberts, technically.
Sure. We don't have to.
We'll have 6 rosters. We'll probably have 5 that, like, play with you.
So we have Cole Beasley, John Brown, Robert Foster, Zay Jones, Andre Roberts.
Damn, whoever decides to show up.
Duke Smith? I mean, Duke Williams?
Duke Williams, sure. The nigga from Cal. Still.
The West Virginia nigga.
Oh, is that Machine Gun Kelly? Oh, God.
What's the nigga
last year?
McKenzie?
No, damn McKenzie.
I'll be there. Mix.
Yeah, we do it. We do it.
Not Ray Ray McCloud. I'm gonna see Ray Ray McCloud in the mess again.
I did see him in a mess, and we walked past each other, and I was like, "Wow, we are actually the same height."
Is that Quincy?
Who is
Diddy's son. Why would he be in Cleveland? No glove. Nigga, what?
He's underhand.
What? Still an athlete.
Very much so.
What the hell is that?
What was that?
Oh, Brooklyn 99. Wow. Stinking it up. Okay. For any of you guys listening, we are actually watching the All-Star Celebrity Softball game. And
J.R. Smith
just stole like three bases. That he shouldn't have.
He had a single?
He had a double.
Sure.
That's a double.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's a double. I don't know what the fuck that was. What are you doing?
If you do it the second, you're going home.
And that nigga's just like.
And he never put his hand up.
Nigga, he wasn't even looking. Man, all right, these niggas stink. We gotta have a softball game now.
We can't have a softball game.
Why?
Girl, I feel like not all of our friends are that athletic, and then
that makes it.
No, better. I'm coming to win, and then if people be like,
so we don't win.
But then, if me and you and the team, we should win. I'm like, yo, one of us got to play first just because one of us can only catch. And now one of us in outfield, so pick one.
Yeah, I played left field and right field.
I also played left field and right field.
I played everything except catcher.
I played everything. I played everything except the infield, pitcher. Oh, no, I did play pitcher.
I pitched once.
I pitched twice, and I bust my lip.
Ooh.
Because I threw the ball, and I just watched it come back at me. I was like, damn, that ball come.
Damn, that ball coming.
I pitched once. That was effective because I've never pitched before. So I feel like when I try to throw my hardest somewhere everywhere. So I just threw slower and it threw niggas off.
Yeah, blame
you. You're throwing like 50. You think it's only like 65.
Wait a minute. Help.
Where's the help?
But yeah, no, I think those, I feel like those are good stats for a second year quarterback.
Sure. I mean, listen.
Just to lead us to the Super Bowl. It's all about the Super Bowl. We are going to be changing the way we do picks this year.
For what?
The season. How we do our picks for the.
To what?
We're not picking the games.
I'll pick no fucking spread.
We're picking against the spread.
I don't know how to pick the spread.
Listen, it's really not that hard.
I don't believe you.
This is what this is. I've been hearing from the people. This is what they want.
Who's the people?
The people want betting odds. They want to know, is Tech Sports able to give us these bets?
I don't know how.
It's not hard. If you're minus, that means you're favored to win. I can teach you in 12 seconds. It's not hard.
I'm still not going.
So, yeah, so we're going to be doing our picks with the spread.
Okay. Fine.
We got some homework to do.
It's really not. It literally, I can.
No, you just have to think, like, are they 3 points better than them? Maybe.
Well, the rule is.
But football's weird.
The rule is the home team always gets 2.5. Like, 2.5, 3.
The ball is oblong.
So, if a home team is only favored by 3, which means it's a push.
The ball bounces weird.
Exactly. So. You want, but no, that's all. That's all that I have for today.
All right. We have anything else?
No, that's it.
Gonna pack it on up. All right. Make sure that you follow us on all social medias. We are at Tech Sports. Website coming soon, right, Mark? No. Sure.
Gotta buy that domain.
Ooh, domain's been costing. Yes. For any party announcements, we will be at the Buffalo of Music Festival.
That was Buffalo.
Yeah, that.
It was French,
right? Yeah, sure. Talks with Friends will be there.
If you heard there was a Labor Day party, is that correct?
There is. Brownwater Barbecue is back.
Do we have a location?
Yes, we do. The same location last time.
Tease it, damn it.
It's gonna come out. But yes, so just keep Labor Day open because we back for a three-peat.
That's convenient because the draft will be the day before.
Yes, it will be.
What else we have going on?
Are we gonna get drunk the day before the draft again?
Did we do that last year?
The day of
was that Bonefish? Day of the draft.
Wait, the day up? Oh, wow.
Well, no, y'all was at Bonefish.
Yes. Mm, so we have to do. We have to get drunk the day of the draft.
I feel like
drafting drunk, I think, is tradition.
I mean,
because well, the first draft, we were drunk.
Were we?
Well, it was after. Oh, I was drunk. It was after the brunch, and Mike was drunk. Mike was drunk.
Was after
yes.
It was so, after that.
Yeah, so I think it's tradition.
And then.
Do we go to a place or do we bring the drunk here?
Okay, well.
So I'm all for just saving a little bit of money and having mimosas at the crib.
So do we just wait? Okay, so we just let people get gradually drunker?
No. We drink and then they pull up.
Okay.
Because I'd like
to get them drunk.
It's a lot of people. One small space.
Yeah, but. People get loud.
Yeah. They're black. Yeah. One, a couple of Hispanics. Okay. Actually, a lot of Hispanics.
Okay. All right, cool. So, yeah, go follow us. Go rate. Go review. comment. All that nice shit.
Coming. Would you like another?
It's bottomless. They have no bottom. Ass out. All right, yeah, we'll be back. Probably not next week because there's not going to be any sports news. So, yeah, just, you know, let's play by ear.
Look at our tweets.
Yeah.
I'll be tweeting more.
That's a fact.
I have a tweeter phone.
So. Boom. All right, peace.